We're celebrating the trail system in the United States. Every year on the first Saturday of June, the American Hiking Society coordinates National Trails Day, which features a series of outdoor activities to promote and celebrate the importance of trails.
And we want to hear from you. Why do you love hiking? Why is hiking important to you? Where do you like to get outside, either in or out of Wisconsin? Do you have a trail to recommend? And are you doing anything this weekend to mark National Trails Day? Call right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send a quick email to talk@wpr.org.
Peter Olson is with us. He's Vice President for Programs and Government Relations for the American Hiking Society. Peter, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Peter, tell us about National Trails Day. How did it get started?
Well, it started 22 years ago now, actually. The White House at the time actually issued a report called Trails for All Americans that, you know, recommended that Americans get out more and enjoy their trails and also give back to their trails. And the American Hiking Society started coordinating National Trails Day to encourage all sorts of local hosts. It's hiking clubs and trail clubs, true, but it's also public lands trusts and state park managers and national park managers and forests. To host local events that get people in that community outdoors to enjoy the trails, enjoy the parks, as well as a lot of them also have stewardship components where people do a little giving back with trail maintenance or trail building.
Are Americans hiking as much as they used to? Where is the state of hiking today?
Actually, there are more Americans hiking today than there were, I would say, 6 years ago. But yeah, Americans, thankfully, are still getting outside. We haven't lost our ability to walk quite yet. but yeah, Americans are, you know, I think the fact is that so many people, you know, had staycations, especially in recent years. And that hiking is something that can be done certainly on the cheap and close to home. So you can make it a hiking trip as exotic as you want. You can go to a foreign country, you can climb mountains, you can buy expensive gear. Or you can put on a good pair of shoes and hit the trail right nearby. It's the kind of adventure that you want that day.
And these days we have a network of trails across the country. How has the hiking system sort of evolved in terms of what's out there for people over the years?
Well, the hiking system has evolved over the years. I forget the exact year. I think it was 1968 when the National Trail System Act was enacted by Congress, and that created national scenic and historic trails. And those are, generally speaking, longer distance trails, especially on behalf of the scenic ones. And so those trails get, you know, they're congressionally mandated, and they get some funding from the federal government to help substantiate them, their business, and their and manage those trails, as well as acquire land when it's available so that the trails don't have gaps. So that by having them congressionally mandated, it helps give them a degree of permanence that not all local trails are able to get.
And we're going to go to the phone lines right now and take a call from Bonnie in Shell Lake. Hi, Bonnie.
Well, hi. I just need you to have people go to Washburn, Wisconsin. You need to stop at Coco's to get some nourishment. Then you go about 1 mile north of Washburn, and you will see a right, and that is called Houghton Road. You go down there about a quarter mile, and there is a small parking lot, and you start walking. It's almost like a gully, but it turns into almost a canyon that eventually empties into Lake Superior. It is absolutely gorgeous. Whatever season you go, you'll love it. It is not a difficult trail. It is gorgeous.
That does sound beautiful. Bonnie, what is that trail called again?
Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Falls.
Houghton Falls Trail. Excellent. Thank you. That's a great tip to have. We appreciate you calling. And let's ask you, Peter. I know you're not supposed to pick a favorite trail. It's like picking a favorite child, right? But I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. What is one of your favorite hiking trails?
Oh, now see, you can't do that. So, since you spun one of, One of my personal favorites is the Long Trail up in Vermont. The scenery is spectacular up there. They've got lots of shelters. So, you know, many of us backpack that particular trail. And so it can make your day as short or as long as you want. And the scenery is phenomenal. It's got, you go through a bit of a wilderness area at one point. But honestly, I've hiked all across this nation. And there are just beautiful trails everywhere. I think what surprises most people is how close to home they can go hiking and just how beautiful it is and how different it appears when you're on the trail.
That's an interesting point. So when you get out there and you're actually hoofing it, you're on foot, the world looks a little different.
Oh, absolutely. And people, you know, I don't live far from Baltimore, and people, you know, think Baltimore is this big built-up city, which it is. It's a big city. But I'd say 3 miles outside of their beltway, there is a beautiful state park. It's enormous. It has views that are, you wouldn't believe you're that close to Baltimore.
All right. Well, that's another interesting one. And we have an open line for you right now. Your vote for your favorite hiking trail, the one that has the most beauty, the best view, the biggest challenges if you're into the hills. What is your favorite hiking trail in the state and in the whole country if you've traveled and done a lot of hiking? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 as we observe National Trails Day today on Central Time. And Peter, for people who maybe are a little new to hiking, they are not wanting to do anything too strenuous but start out and have a good experience, what should they know?
Well, the first thing we tell people is if you're going to go for a hike, even if you're going with other people, let somebody who's not going with you know where you're going and when you expect to return. People never plan on getting lost, but it happens. So always let somebody know where you're going. I would say as far as people who are a little bit newer to it, it's not a race. While it can be physically challenging, if that's what you want to make of it, I would say, generally speaking, sauntering is fine. Thoreau said it is a fine art to saunter. And who are we to argue with Thoreau? So I would say take it easy. Pay attention to your feet, depending on the footwear that you're wearing. If you're doing a lot of uphill or downhill, you could be prone to blisters. As soon as you think you're getting a blister, you want to address it. Don't let it get worse thinking it's going to get better because it doesn't ever get better on its own. Bring some extra water with you, bring some extra food. And if you're hiking with kids, the biggest thing is to let the kids set the pace. And know that for kids, it's really about stopping and exploring and playing with rocks and sticks. And if you come across a stream or water, good luck getting the kids away from the water.
And you have to accept that, right? It's part of the journey, the experience of hiking.
It is. I mean, and it is different with children, but we always encourage families to get the children out young and get them going. If you're hiking without children, then you can make it a bit more of a, you know, a lot of people like to hike to, say, a waterfall or hike to a particular overlook. And that sets the destination for them, and that can be fun as well. The other thing I would say, though, is when people are out there hiking, take breaks. Sit down and be quiet for a few minutes. When you're sitting down and you're quiet is when you're going to see the wildlife and the birds and all the beauty that's around you. But when you're moving, the wildlife tends to stay away from you. So, you know, you're outdoors. Enjoy it. Don't rush through it.
Good advice. Let's go back to our callers now. Stephen is joining us in Eau Claire. Hi, Stephen. Stephen, are you with us?
Is that me?
Yep. Yep, you are on the air.
Hey, okay. You're talking about hiking trails. I recommend highly the Wonderland Trail around Mount Rainier. Both Backpacker Magazine and Outsider Magazine has rated it as either the best or one of the best in the entire United States. Very difficult, 93 miles, very strenuous, but unbelievable views. Just as gorgeous as you can get looking up at, the second highest peak in the United States. So The Wonderland Trail around Mount Rainier is spectacular.
All right. Well, thank you for that vote. That sounds lovely. You got to be in shape for that one, it sounds like. Thank you, Stephen. And quickly to Sean and Racine. Sean, what is your vote for favorite trail?
I'm going to vote for the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. It's a 1,200-mile trail that runs across the entire state of Wisconsin. It runs from about Sturgeon Bay down through West Bend near Milwaukee to Janesville, then up through the central part of the state through Madison, up towards Wausau, Antigo area, and then it shoots west to St. Croix Falls.
Excellent. And I'm going to second you on that one. The Ice Age Trail, I've hiked little bits of it, not all of it, but it's got some pretty spectacular moments there. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today and talking National Trails Day.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Peter Olson, Vice President for Programs and Government Relations for the American Hiking Society. He joined us to talk about National Trails Day, which is tomorrow.